So this week's Torah portion, Parshas Vayetze, is the story of Yaakov, who leaves his parents' home, goes to his uncle Lavan's house in the city of Haran, which is modern-day Turkey for most people, and he leaves Israel, stays there, stays away from his parents a total of 36 years, and eventually comes back to Israel after the whole story. I'm going to read about it next week, with four wives, 12 children, 11 boys and a girl, eventually a 12th boy, and lots of riches. So the Torah actually says a beautiful pasuk, beautiful verse in this week's Parsha. Hashem promises Yaakov on the way, as he's about to leave his parents' house, Hashem promises Yaakov a very famous bracha, very famous promise, and that's Ufaratzta, you will spread forth, Yama Vakedma, to the west, to the east, Safona Vanegba, to the north, to the south. You're going to be amazing. Your children are going to spread over the entire world. Influences, essentially, the land of Israel will spread, and your children will influence the entire world, which, of course, absolutely is happening. Unfortunately, we have persecution to go along with it in the bad times, but there's no question that we, as the Jewish people, have influenced the entire world from west to east, north to south. And that is the pasuk, the verse, the blessing, the bracha in this week's parsha. Ufaratzta, you're going to spread forth. Yama v'kedma, tzafona v'negma. The Rebbe actually very much liked this song, this phrase, and it was put to music in a famous Chabad song that today a lot of other people sing too. Based on this pasuk, ufaratzta, you will spread forth, the Gemara says that when a person keeps Shabbos, specifically when a person is me'aneg means celebrate Shabbos in a way of enjoyment, in a way of beautifying the Shabbos, in a way of having pleasure and joy in the celebration of Shabbos. So that's the language in the Gemara. Kol ha-me'aneg es ha-Shabbos. Anybody who celebrates Shabbos with joy, with enthusiasm, and gives pleasure, and has pleasure in the celebration, the Gemara says, receives a reward that has no limitations, a reward without limitations. And the Gemara further states that not like the blessing that Abraham received that has limitations. Hashem blessed Abraham with lots of different things.
Very good.
But Hashem never told Abraham that you could have Yitzchak received the blessings, beautiful blessings from Hashem. But again, the blessings that Hashem gave to Yitzchak, it doesn't say are going to be unlimited. The blessings Hashem gave to Yaakov are unlimited, because what does it say by Yaakov? You're going to spread forth to the east, to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. Literally unlimited. You're going to spread over the entire globe. So the Gemara says that when a person keeps Shabbos in such a way that they are giving joy to Shabbos, they have joy in keeping Shabbos, me'aneg es ha-Shabbos, they have oneg, joy and pleasure in keeping Shabbos, then the reward is that you receive the similar reward to the blessing that was given to Yaakov, which is an unlimited type of reward. The Rebbe asks, what is so special about Shabbos as opposed to any other mitzvah, that you would receive an unlimited reward? And what is so special about the connection between Yaakov and Shabbos? Abraham and Yitzchak, we know, Gemara says this, kept all the mitzvahs. They also kept Shabbos. Not just Yaakov who kept Shabbos. So it's true that in the Torah it says, we don't find clearly in the Chumash concerning Abraham that he kept Shabbos. We find clearly in the Chumash that he gave tzedakah, Abraham. We find clearly in the Chumash that he davened Shachris. We find clearly in the Chumash that Yitzchak davened Mincha. It says that in the Torah. But we don't find that he kept Shabbos. There's no language anywhere about you can infer from that that he was talking about Shabbos, not by Avram, not by Yitzchak. When it comes to Yaakov, however, we're going to read actually in next week's Parsha, and the Gemara does infer from this story that he came to a certain city and he camped in front of the city of Shechem. He camped in front of the city. It's Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. He camped before the city. And the Gemara says, what was he doing? Was he was setting up shop before, setting up his tent before Shabbos in order that he should be able to have a certain amount of distance that you can walk on Shabbos. One of the laws of Shabbos is you can't just go as far as you want outside of habitation. If you're outside of a city, you can only go a certain distance. Torah law, 12 mil, which is a mil is about a kilometer. You can walk outside. Rabbinic law, only 1 mil, 2,000 cubits, again, about a kilometer. So he was setting up Yaakov, but you have to set up a place where you are. So if you're just traveling, you have to set up a place, and this is my place, and from that place you can go the distance that you're allowed to walk. So Gemara tells us that we're going to read about this in next week's Parsha, that when Yaakov came to the city of Shechem and he set up his tent, what he was actually doing was preparing for Shabbos. And from this we see, the Gemara says, that Yaakov kept Shabbos. And because Yaakov had this quality in himself that he kept Shabbos, therefore Hashem gave him this blessing, or therefore he merited the blessing he received beforehand. But therefore Yaakov is specifically associated with this bracha of unlimited blessing spreading forth to the Yama Vakedma, to the west, the east, the north, the south. Why is this? So the Rebbe asked this question. Why is this? Why, first of all, is Shabbos connected with this blessing? And why is Yaakov connected with this? The Rebbe explains that the idea of keeping Shabbos is connected with the essence of our neshama. It is something that every Jew, the biggest tzaddik to the simplest Jew, keeps Shabbos exactly the same way. When it comes to every other mitzvah, there is a certain meditation, contemplation, a certain understanding, a mystical understanding, especially as we're learning in Tanya and we're learning about the mystical levels of what the mitzvahs accomplish. Every mitzvah accomplishes something different, especially when it comes to davening and understanding the words of the davening, understanding the mystical intent of the words. For sure, there's levels and levels and levels, and the greater the individual is who's davening, the greater their understanding and their thing. But every other mitzvah is Torah study. Of course, it depends on your level of understanding. If you understand more, so your Torah study is deeper, etc. Every other mitzvah, putting on tefillin, every other mitzvah that you do, it's true that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Because they're action mitzvahs, however, action, it depends how beautiful your tefillin is, how beautiful your whatever you're doing. When it comes to keeping Shabbos, however, the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is rest. The definition of rest is not doing anything. And when it comes to not doing something, then everybody is equal. It doesn't require a deep meditation. It doesn't require a deep level of understanding. If you're not, obviously there are aspects of Shabbos that are positive, that are on the positive side, understanding the greatness of Shabbos and so on. So therefore, when it comes, Shabbos is the great equalizer. And therefore, Shabbos speaks to our etzem hanefesh, in the language of the Kabbalist, the essence, the deep, deep down inside part of our neshama. Every single Jew, regardless of what other actions we do, regardless of where we're holding in our other aspects, our etzem hanefesh, our yechida, the level of yechida, the neshama has five different levels. The level of yechida is always attached, always pure. And therefore, the language in the Gemara is hame'aneg es haShabbos oneg. Oneg means pleasure, or a certain type of joy that's an intense type of pleasure in keeping Shabbos. The essence of every Jew is to have enjoyment and pleasure in doing the mitzvahs. We might seem like we're kicking our feet. We might seem like it's a little bit inconvenient. And so, and we would rather be doing something else. But that's our outside. Our inside is absolutely ecstatic, is thrilled with keeping the mitzvahs. And that is why the Gemara again uses the term hama'anik oneg, because pleasure and joy is connected to the innermost part of a person. What gives you pleasure? It's above understanding. Why do you like this thing? I don't know. I just like it. It's above understanding. It's above any kind of external type of explanation. I like this color. I like this food. That's what I like. I like this. I just like it. And that is the essence. So our essence, Gemara therefore teaches us, is to be connected to Hashem. And we are each connected through Yaakov. We spoke about this last week. And Yaakov is considered to be the great equalizer when it comes to the Jewish people also. We are all called Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov is Yisrael, the children of Yisrael. Each and every one of us has this commonality that we are Bnei Yisrael. We are children of Yaakov, children of Yisrael. And we each have the commonality that we have the same neshama powers, the essential neshama powers, the yichida sheva nefesh. We're all connected on the level of yichida. And therefore, in this week's Torah portion, when we're all connected and when we're all attached as one, the unity of the Jewish people is therefore what causes the intense bracha, this incredible blessing of unlimited blessing. Because when we are limited and we're standing on our own, we're not united. So everybody gets whatever they get. You did this, you get this. You did this, you get that. But when we're all connected, then we are all propping each other up. Then we lift each other up. And then there is no limit to the load that we can lift. There's no limit to the blessing that we receive. And that is the blessing that we have in this week's Torah portion.